Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with the artist, I was going to say painter, but it's more than that since our subject is multifaceted, multimedia. Fritz Scholder, the date is it's December 7th, 2000. The interview is being conducted by Paul Carlstrom at his living room, as a matter of fact, 73 Carmelita Street in San Francisco. Fritz is in town for a few days and taking advantage of this opportunity to do an addendum, I guess, to the earlier interview, which now is up on the Archives website, I guess. How many pages?
72.
72 revealing pages. This particular interview is a focused one, an addendum to the earlier one, but focused very much on the theme of artists and models. Fritz, you're a figurative artist, basically, as far as I could tell. I know you've done some abstractions in earlier stage, I believe, but you're certainly identified as a figurative artist, perhaps as a humanist artist, I would suggest, and perhaps as a symbolist, but we'll talk about that later. And we are now doing, the Archives is doing, through the West Coast Center, a series of interviews, kind of ongoing, with figurative artists, especially those who use the human figure, I mean, the body, the nude figure, incorporated into their works. And you certainly do, in some pretty interesting and provocative ways, I think. So this will be our focus. Artists and models, part of the focus of theme has to do with the artist studio and with two people, sometimes more, but the artists coming together with other human beings to make art out of them. And in most cases, what we're talking about, they take off their clothes and then there is this process that leads to the production of an image, a work of art. So I want to learn as much as I can in about an hour of how this works for you, how you use the human figure, how you choose what you try to get out of it, what happens, what kind of maybe dynamic is taking place, what kind of energy is perhaps released from in the studio, this sort of thing. So that's enough of an introduction, but it sets the stage for what we're going to be doing. And I guess I'd like to start with, in very sort of procedural terms, how do you use models? How do you select them? You know, where do you work? What would be a typical scenario on from the beginning, from idea through the process, using figures, using models to the piece?
Everyone works differently, of course. And I like the full range of adventure, of whatever experience happens. I live my life, always have, in a very intuitive way. So this means that at times things just happen, and I'm very aware of every moment, and feel that I truly, every day, and one should be a different person, meet new people, bring in new ideas. This is simply part of my mode of operation. And sometimes, if things get slow, I have been known to make crises for myself, which is very different from someone else making crises for you. So, in regard to the models, sometimes it's a very natural thing of meeting someone and finding that they would like to pose, and that is always a good way to do it. Sometimes I simply